Chapter 4. Always be escalating. Superboy needs to step up his game. Always be escalating, as the good Abe Lincoln once said. At least, Superboy is fairly certain Lincoln said that. You/I Love Lying on Reddit told him, and they are brothers in arms on the r/totally true history facts subreddit. The simple fact of the matter is that Superman just isn't online. He thinks meme is pronounced as meme. He thinks Twitter is something birds do, and has come to the conclusion that the entire app is centered around bird photos and fun facts, hence why he refuses to download it. Unfortunately, his ongoing feud with birds has more to do with Clark Kent and less to do with Superman, so Superboy cannot use this tidbit for fuel in Bernard's videos and fanfiction. Birds love Superman. They also love stealing or pooping on Clark Kent's lunch. One time, Superboy mentioned fanfiction, and Superman asked, "What's that?" Upon Superboy's explanation that people were taking existing texts or popular figures and writing special stories about them that never happened, Superman hummed and said, "Oh, that's nice. Kind of like Christianity." Then walked off to make lunch.
"He's like Killian Murphy," Bernard says.
They've taken to voice chats instead of DMs. Bernard says it's easier and more organic to come up with video and fanfic ideas this way. Superboy doesn't know how true that is, because he often does not know which words to speak, but he likes talking to Bernard. He has a beautiful voice. This is why Superboy elected him to be the deliverer of truth. With such bright, perfect intonation, any listener would be inclined to believe the words of real Bernie Sanders to be the words of God. Sometimes, Superboy wishes he heard Bernard's voice first when he emerged into the world, instead of the chatter of scientists and Lex Luthor's snappy barks. Whenever Lex becomes too snippy to bear, Superboy likes to imagine it's Bernard ordering him to kill Superman. Not that Bernard would ever do such a thing. He's so moralistic, like Superman. At least one of Superboy's fathers would approve of this friendship.
"You know who Killian Murphy is, right?"
Bernard asks. "Who is Killian Murphy?" Superboy asks. He does not sound nice enough to be like Superman. Bernard makes a disbelieving sound.
"Come on. Oppenheimer? Peaky Blinders? That one inaccurate but cinematically compelling biopic about Gotham's Scarecrow?"
"I understand most of the words you are saying," Superboy says.
"Oh my God,"
Bernard says.
"That's it. We're having a movie night."
Discord direct messages. Alvin and Bernard. Bernard: "And yeah, this is a complete breach of Internet Safety 101, but he already knows where I live and could 100% kill me with his pinky any day, so like, how bad of an idea could it be?" Alvin is typing. Bernard: "Not to mention, if Superboy is in the same room as me, he can double check there are no more bugs and also protect me from his father's rage." Alvin: "Superboy's dads aren't the ones bugging you." Bernard: ?? Bernard: "Then who is?" Alvin is typing. Alvin: "Bernard, I know I told you last year I never wanted to meet up in person because even though I like you a lot as a person, those late-night true crime documentaries convinced me never to make online IRL friends. But also, I really don't want you to watch movies with Superboy by yourself." Bernard: "Oh shit, the periods at the end of your sentences, ... You really think he tried to kill me or something?" Bernard: "No offense, he'd prob just kill you too. Like, what could either of us do? But also, I don't think he'll try that. Smiley face. He likes my videos and fic too much to kill me. TBH, he prob would like you too much to kill you if we'd ever let him know you're the one who drew the fan comic. ... Alvin. Bernard! Sobbing emoji. Bernard. I mean, you're so strong and manly, you could deflect Superboy's laser gaze with the power of your manly ways. Alvin. Please let me come to movie night. Bernard. Are you jealous? Bernard. I promise he'll never take your place in my heart. ... You're my OG, my meow meow rabbit, my right-hand man. He doesn't even know how to draw. Alvin. Bernard, please. Bernard. Okay, okay. Bernard. Redacted. Alvin is typing. Alvin. Bernard! Alvin. Did you just send me your address? Alvin. Over Discord messages? Alvin. Did your parents never teach you internet safety? Bernard. LOL. My mom's met through writing Star Trek fanfics together. ... They almost self-doxed in the LiveJournal comments. Alvin. Think I'm about to go into cardiac arrest? When Bernard tells his moms he's having friends over for a movie night, they stare at him, Mama Ricky with a knowing smile, and Mama Tina with blank incomprehension. Friends, Mama Tina murmurs. Friends, plural. Bernard sputters. I have friends. I have lots of friends. Your 20-something mutuals on Tumblr don't count, Mama Tina says. Mama Ricky gasps, seizing hold of Mama Tina's hand. Tina, how could you say such a thing? We met some of our best friends on LiveJournal. It was a bit excruciating that neither Mama Tina nor Mama Ricky thought Bernard capable of making friends in real life. To be fair, there was that whole situation where the principal called them both into his office to discuss Bernard's difficulty with relating to his peers. So maybe Bernard has trouble making friends at school. Is it his fault his mind-to-mouth filter fails him at the worst times? Like when he told Timothy Drake Wayne how a small but growing community of people online think Jack and Janet Drake colluded with Scarecrow to make people too scared to buy Janice Cosmetics, giving Drake Cosmetics a firmer monopoly in Gotham? It was his fault. The entire time Bernard was speaking, he was internally screaming at himself to shut up. It was just that Tim's furrowed brow and the way he tilted his head to the side were so, well, Bernard didn't have the vocabulary to say what they were. But they sure made him feel things. Things that evidently made him think it was a good idea to tell Tim he thought Janet and Jack were criminals. And to be fair, they probably were. No ethical billionaire, etc. But why would he say that to Tim's face? He was so stupid. The worst part was that Tim just squinted at him with vague confusion. Like, Bernard's crazy ramblings were too pitiful for him to take true offense and said, I think Roman Sionis made people scared of using Janice Cosmetics all on his own. He wandered off to do probably cool, fun, normal high school things. There's no chance, Ricky, Mama Tina says. Nothing against our son. It's just how fans are these days. They've taken internet safety seriously. No one gives out their full name and address online anymore. They have much more common sense than we did. Bernard says weakly, Yeah, no one does that anymore. You're crazy, Mama Ricky. Mama Tina flicks his forehead. Don't call your mother crazy. So this means, Mama Ricky's eyes grow misty, you've made friends at school. Bernard, that's so wonderful. Is it that, oh, what's his name? Tommy Drake? Timothy Drake Wayne. I mean, what? Who? Why would it be Tim? Ha ha, you're... Bernard catches Mama Tina's narrowed eyes. You're so wonderful and smart, mother mine. Yes, it is Tim, because we are friends. He is coming to my house as we speak.
Idiot,
Bernard almost wails out loud.
I'm an idiot.
The doorbell rings, right as Alvin DMs Bernard. Here. That's him now, Bernard says, running to the door before Mama Ricky or Mama Tina can answer. As he opens the door, he blurts out, okay, this is so insane, and I'm very sorry, but I kind of accidentally told my moms your name is Timothy Drake Wayne and you go to my school, so just go with it. His mind and mouth catch up with his eyes. Bernard stares and stares and stares. Robin, why are you standing on my porch? You told your moms, Robin says faintly, that I'm Timothy Drake Wayne. Mama Ricky peers over Bernard's shoulder. Hi, Timothy, she says. Ooh, nice Robin cosplay. Are you a big fan of Batman, too? Bernard can't get enough of him. Before Robin can reply, Superboy flies down, landing neatly beside Robin. Mama Tina and Mama Ricky gasp. Bernard wants to die. Superboy doesn't give Bernard any time to bury himself alive, cruel superhero that he is. He offers Bernard a 2-liter of cola. I shook it a lot on the way here, he says. Be careful when you open it. How did you do that? Mama Tina demands. I was flying very fast, Superboy says. Mirrors? Mama Ricky suggests. Wires. Some kind of optical illusion. Cosplayers these days are so advanced, Mama Tina says. Back in my day, we just threw on a costume and called it good. Come in, come in, Mama Ricky beckons. Bernard, don't make your guests stay outside. We didn't raise you to be rude. They all go inside. Superboy looks around Bernard's kitchen with wide-eyed curiosity. He points to various objects, like the electric blender and the Keurig and the big cooking measurement converter sign, asking, what's that? What's that? What's that? Mama Teeny and Mama Ricky seem to think this is a weird game kids these days do, judging by the way they answer each theory with full sincerity. Why are you Robin? Bernard hisses. Why did you say I'm Timothy Drake Wayne? Robin hisses back. They asked me who was coming over, and I panicked. I couldn't say my Tumblr mutual, Alvin and the Chipmen, was coming over. Sorry, I didn't think to say that Boy Wonder was about to be on my doorstep. Robin tilts his head, brow furrowed. Didn't you say your parents met on LiveJournal? Why would they care? Bernard stares. The head tilt. The furrowed brow. The same exact height and hair color and general body shape and hand size. Which is a totally normal thing to know about a cute guy at Bernard's school he never talks to. No way, he thinks. He's crazy. He's lost it. He needs to go to bed and stop drinking the conspiracy theory cola because what the actual... You, Bernard says, you, Robin, are Tim. Oh my God. You watched that one video I made where I suggested all of Batman's sidekicks and Bruce Wayne's children are dating. The one where I said you were dating yourself. Oh my God, you... Tim shushes Bernard, clapping his hand over Bernard's mouth. His very nice hand. It's soft, smooth, but surprisingly callous. Bernard's brain blue screens. How about we take this to your bedroom? Tim hisses. Bedroom? Mama Tina demands, looming behind Tim. Tim lets out a little meep. Superboy perks up. I want to see your bedroom. We just want to talk, Bernard says. Privately. Privately, huh? Mama Tina says. I thought you were going to watch movies. On my laptop, Bernard says. The movies aren't on DVD. They aren't? What are they on? Asks Mama Ricky. You know, movies123.com.
I see.
Mama Ricky and Mama Tina say at the same time. It's eerie. They're looking at him with Cheshire grins. You better have bought condoms, Mama Tina says. Do you need condoms? Mama Ricky asks. Your mother and I will buy you condoms. Oh my God, Renard shrieks. Never speak to me ever again. He grabs hold of Superboy and Tim's hands, which definitely isn't helping his case, and drags them to his bedroom. As he's shutting the door, Superboy asks, what are condoms? Bernard and Robin do not explain what condoms are. They are having a weird whisper argument, and it is like they've forgotten Superboy is there. He does not like it. Feels like a combination of Superman and his Gotham sugar daddy's phone arguments, and Lex Luthor's dismissal whenever Superboy is not trying to kill Superman. I can't believe you, Bernard hisses. We've been mutuals for years. Years. And you had to have known it was me. I go by Bernard on Tumblr. I have my age in my bio. I've told you so many details about my life. And all this time, you've been Tim? What was I supposed to do? Walk up to you at school and say I know what you post on the internet? What we post, Alvin and the Chipmen. I thought we were friends. You always listened to me and made me feel like you cared, but you never even spoke to me at school, even when I told you I didn't have any close friends in real life. What, were you just laughing at me the whole time, pretending to be my online buddy so you could make fun of how weird I am about you and your whole vigilante found family? Robin makes a wounded noise. Superboy has had enough. He takes hold of Bernard and Robin's wrists, frowning at them. You are best friends, he says. Not anymore, Bernard says. If Robin was not your friend, he would not bother talking to you or drawing the art that you request, Superboy says. He would just follow suspicious happenings online. And he would not come to movie night. And he would not stay here while you whisper yell at him. Then why wouldn't you tell me? Bernard demands. We see each other at school every day. Robin buries his face in his hands. I am sorry. That was weird of me. This is all very weird of me. And if you never talk to me again, I get it. But, if it must be known, I was mutuals with you before I became Robin. And after I became Robin, Bruce wanted me to delete my blogs, but I really liked talking to you. So I convinced him I needed to stay online to, like, make sure rogues weren't using the things people post to track our movements and guess our patrol routes. Because that's basically how I stalked him. Recollection flashes in Bernard's eyes. You used to post pictures, he says. Until a few years ago, when you said, what, that your parents found out and took away your camera? Should have known something was fishy. You never let something like a lack of good camera stop you. I already felt bad for lying to you online, Robin says. I couldn't handle lying to you in person. Also, I love Batman, but he's so freaking annoying. He put a crazy amount of bugs in your room because he's convinced you're on the path to greatness, and you just need a little paranoia push to get there. What the fuck? Bernard asks. That makes perfect sense to Superboy. But based on how judgmental Bernard and Robin look, he decides to keep that to himself. I told you neither of my fathers would bug you, Superboy says. Yeah, about that, Bernard says. Fathers? Plural? Who's the other dad? Superboy frowns in confusion. I thought you already knew. You've made so many jokes about Lex Luthor and Superman's messy divorce. Bernard chokes, seemingly on nothing. Superboy considers giving him the Heimlich maneuver, but he recovers before Superboy deems it dangerous. Wait, Robin says. So you weren't joking about trying to kill Superman? No, Superboy says. I felt very bad about it, though, especially considering how nice Superman is to me. I tried killing him with embarrassment, but he seems to think that the videos Bernard makes are funny. Bernard chokes again. Superboy x-rays his chest and throat just to be sure, but like last time, there is nothing there. Oh, Superboy, Robin says knowingly. You're going about this all wrong. Superman is immune to death of this kind. You really should be targeting your other dad instead. Why would I want to kill him? Superboy asks. Robin grasps Superboy's shoulders, staring intently into his eyes. His ears feel as if they are on fire, which does not make sense, because Superboy's skin cannot burn. He touches the tips of his ears to check. "He's going to keep badgering you to kill Superman," Robin says. "He'll never let it go. And maybe, one day, he'll convince you, and you'll have many, many regrets. But it will be too late." "No. The only way you can live the rest of your life in peace is to pull the whole kill your dad scenario out from the root and set it on fire." Robin sounds a little unhinged, not unlike Lex when he goes on his rants about the good old days and how Clark Kent is going to get what's coming to him, that good-for-nothing diseased cow of a reporter. Superboy never approved, namely because he loves cows, and if Clark is so diseased, then Lex should take him to a vet, doctor, whatever. The words all mean the same. But Robin is much nicer to look at while he talks crazy. And Superboy likes how Robin's hands feel on his shoulders. He especially likes how Bernard is watching Robin hold on to him. He can't help wondering if there's a way they could all hold on to each other. Most likely so. They all have two hands, and he thinks the three of them can multitask. "Okay," Superboy says. "Let us set my dad on fire." The Daily Planet newspaper. Chipmunk cosplayer set Luther on fire at conference. By Lois Lane. Daily Planet staff. Last Saturday, three individuals dressed up as the Chipmunks from Alvin and the Chipmunks set fire to the stage during Lex Luthor's speech at the annual Artificial Intelligence Summit. Witnesses claim the individual dressed as Simon the Chipmunk descended from the sky, carrying both the individuals dressed as Alvin and Theodore. After the Chipmunks set the stage on fire, the Theodore cosplayer immediately sprayed Luthor with a fire extinguisher, as Simon and Alvin shouted at him to stop, drop, and roll. As security attempted to apprehend the cosplayers, Simon made his escape, holding on to the other Chipmunks once more as he ascended into the sky. As of now, no one has come forward to claim credit for this, although witnesses heard Luther howl at the Simon cosplayer that he was grounded and could count himself lucky if he ever saw or touched a Nintendo 3DS again. Luther did not respond to requests for comment. Discord group chat. Bernard and Alvin and Icon 62. Bernard. Hey, Bernard. You know that thing people ask where they're like, if XYZ jumped off a bridge, would you follow? Bernard. And I always thought no, because like, what? Bernard. But I think we all just jumped off a bridge. Bernard. Because like, what were we even doing? Icon 62. Setting my dad on fire. Bernard. But why? Icon 62. Well. Icon 62. He had started delivering lead-wrapped packages of kryptonite to hint that I needed to speed things up, but my other dad, Superman, kept intercepting them because sending lead-lined packages to an apartment is really suspicious. And Superman keeps asking me whether I want to talk about what my time on Earth was like before breaking into his apartment and waiting for him to get home so he could set up a bed for me. His Gotham sugar daddy will probably convince him to ground me once he finds out I was trying to kill him, even if it wasn't actual attempted murder, and send me to therapy. The window of opportunity was closing because people in therapy probably don't set their fathers on fire. Icon 62. And I really, really wanted to do it after Robin made me think of it. Bernard. Bernard. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Bernard. But why did we need to be there? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Icon 62. Why did you agree to come? Bernard is typing. Alvin, is it BC? Alvin, we're your OGs. Your meow meow rabbits. Your right-hand men. Bernard, keyboard smash. What? Alvin, listen. Alvin, because you're my OG, my meow meow rabbit, my right-hand man. Bernard, you can't use that. I said that to you first. Icon 62, I would love to be your rabbit, Bernard. Bernard, oh my God. Bernard, what the hell? Bernard, yeah, you're both my meow meow rabbits. I'll jump off bridges for you. I'll dress up as a chipmunk for you. I'll let you carry me through the air so we can set Lex Luthor on fire for you. Icon 62. A picture of a cow edited to have heart eyes with an explosion of sparkles around it. Alvin. A gif of a cartoon chipmunk dabbing with hearts flying out of its elbow. Bernard. Starstruck emoji. Discord DMs. Bernard and Alvin. Bernard. OMG, wait. Bernard. If Bruce is your adoptive dad, ... Bernard. And Batman is your vigilante dad, ... Alvin. Yes, ... Bernard. I was right. Bernard. Batman and Bruce Wayne are having a torrid affair. Alvin is typing. Alvin. Bernard, I need you to know that there is a part of me that so badly wants to say, yep, you cracked the code. Alvin. Out of respect for you, though, I will tell you. Alvin. Bruce is Batman. Bernard is typing. Bernard. Tim, I'm not stupid. Obviously, Bruce can't be Batman. Bruce doesn't even have a driver's license. How would he drive the Batmobile? Alvin. You're asking me how a vigilante who dresses up as a bat could drive the Batmobile because he doesn't have a driver's license. Bernard. Yeah, everyone knows Bruce can't drive. Alvin. When I bring you and Khan back to my place and you stumble across the Batcave through the secret portal in our study, you're going to be so embarrassed. Bernard. OMG? You're taking us back to your place? Why, Mr. Drake Wayne, how forward. Alvin. We've been in your bedroom with the door shut. Bernard. Yeah, but that doesn't count, sad face. My mom's ruined everything by being too supportive. ISTG, if your dad offers to buy us condoms. Alvin. I regret to inform you. Alvin. He's probably going to be Brucey to the max to see whether you can handle it. Text messages. Clark and Bruce. Clark. Are those our children setting Lex Luthor on fire, dressed as chipmunks? Bruce. It would appear so. Clark. I want to ask, but I'm too afraid. Clark. Who's the third one with them? Bruce. It seems real Bernie Sanders has finally risen above his station as the common man, embracing his full potential and the night within. Clark is typing. Clark, our sons are friends with Bernie Sanders? The end. Kissy face, kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real. Red hearts, that's what I'm on, yeah. Come give me something I can.
can feel. Ooh, ooh.